You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, we're back. Remember to join us next week. We're going to have a focus on technology. We're going to have the folks from eMERGE, America's on, the early shares will be back, and we'll have the Knight Foundation talking about creating a network and an environment that advocates and promotes technological innovation. And now we've got a real innovator on our show, Beth Meisner. She's the founder of the BNI Foundation. The foundation was founded in 1998 by Beth and her husband, Ivner. The Meisners have always placed a high value on primary and secondary education. We're going to hear how you can get involved in your schools with BNI to make the world a better place and help America stay great. Beth, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thank you so much.
It's my absolute pleasure. So tell me a little bit about the BNI Foundation and what you're doing to help America's workforce stay educated.
So the BNI Foundation has a specific focus on children and education. Like you said, we want to help kids graduate from high school. And that entails everything from getting them ready to go into kindergarten, to keeping their interest in middle school and keeping them out of the street, off of drugs, and out of risky behaviors in high school so that they are engaged in their classwork and whatever it might be, music or athletics, and so that they see the course all the way to the end and graduate.
Now, what is your Business Voices initiative?
Business Voices is a new movement that we just started. It's in response to the civil unrest that's been happening in Ferguson and Baltimore. We want to encourage and inspire business owners to actually begin investing in the youth of America. It's a very simple process. Business owners working together can collaborate to meet with the schools, find out what their needs are, and get busy helping the schools meet those needs. We are tired of waiting for somebody else to fix this. We're entrepreneurs. BNI is full of business leaders and entrepreneurs in all the communities where we have chapters. We want to get in and really do some grassroots work at solving some of these issues with our school.
Now, you're not the only high-profile thought leaders involved, not just you, not just Ivan, but I saw that Richard Branson's participating in this to some degree too, isn't he?
He's supporting me and kind of mentoring me in a way. Very interested in what we're doing because it definitely ties in with his B-team plan, his concept that business can be noble and that business can be interested in elevating people and the planet as well as profit. So we are applying to be one of his B-team businesses, and I've been invited to start blogging on the Huffington Post on behalf of the B-team. So he's watching what's happening. He really has inspired myself and Ivan with this movement to really take to heart what he's saying about being interested in more than just making money for the purpose of making money. We want to do well in our businesses so that we can do good in our community.
Now, you've got three simple steps plus one that kind of help people have a roadmap for doing this. And we've only got a couple of minutes left, so let's kind of try to go through this and make sure we get all this in.
That sounds great. And my 3+1 formula is also on our website, businessvoices.org. Very simple. Point one, get a referral to a school. Get referred in to a school principal. Point two, take your referral partner and go meet with the principal and find out what their needs are. And point three is to go back to your business community, whether it's your Rotary Club, your Seroptimist group, or your BNI chapter. Share what the needs are and watch how many people come forward to help out. And the plus one is tell the story of what happens. We had this happen in North Carolina. They found out that their number one need at an elementary school was shoes. Kids coming to school without shoes. In 2 weeks, they did a shoe drive. The beautiful thing is we've captured that story, and now it can inspire and motivate others to help out.
Now, Beth, if people want to get involved, besides joining a local BNI chapter, how can they get some more information? Your website, your Twitter account, things like that?
The website is great, businessvoices.org. We also have a very active Facebook page, and it's under BNI Foundation. If you follow us on Facebook, you'll see what's happening. You can actually ask me questions about projects you may have in your area and whether they would qualify for funding from the BNI Foundation. We'd love to hear from you.
Well, I just have one last question, Beth, and I think I already know the answer, but how can I help you?
Oh, I love your question. Keep tweeting, keep posting, and let's keep the conversation going online.
Oh,
thank you, Jim.
It's my absolute pleasure. Beth, we'll have your interview up on the website. We'll tweet it at you. We'll Facebook it to you. We'll do all those great things. I want to thank you so much for being on our show, and I look forward to having Ivan on in just a couple weeks.
Greatly appreciated. Thanks.